This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist at USDA. He says cotton planting is actually running ahead of the five-year average on a nationwide basis.
Taking a look at the cotton planting progress for the week ending April 25th, 12% of the acreage planted on that date, that's ahead of the five-year average of 11%, but behind last year's 13%. The states where we do not have any cotton planting as of April 25th, two of those are Great Plains states, Kansas and Oklahoma. And also on that list is Missouri with no planting progress. And the cold weather has certainly held back any thoughts of planting in some of those northern cotton production areas. At the same time, we've seen real good progress in the south, the far south, and the southwest. So, for example, Arizona leading the nation, 53% of the cotton planted, equal to the five-year average. California, half of its acreage planted, that is also equal to the five-year average. Outside of those states, Texas leads with 17% of the cotton planted. Five-year average is 14%.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. USDA's early projection for cotton plantings in the U.S., 12 million acres, smallest acreage since 2016. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.